To be a future creator, you really need a flat architecture. Where did this whole thought process begin of really thinning the layers in organizations?
That's an interesting question, Robert. I started working on this in 1968. It's a little bit a while ago. I was reading the works of a man who's long since been forgotten, but who was one of the great thinkers of the 1960s. His name was Marshall McLuhan. And McLuhan, who I was lucky enough to know slightly, came up with a very simple slogan for one of his books, "The Medium is the Message." And we all know, write book, get one story, turn book into movie, get another. So his idea was that the medium controls that. Very interesting indeed. The book, however, was incredibly complex, detailed, and very poorly edited, so I decided to reduce it to a single sentence. The velocity of information is always increasing, and you live in a, rather than a media age, an information velocity age. I later added, and the cost is always falling. So you have an information cost velocity curve. And the way the information cost velocity curve works is that over the 1.5 million years that humans and our predecessors have been around, and we learn things like talking and writing and so on, we have moved along that curve slowly, faster, faster, faster. And every single structure known since we started to mumble has been designed to fit the leading edge of that curve. And if you fall off, Roman Empire fell off, you're gone. Or a computer company from the 60s fell off, gone. Now, what happens also is that structures are progressively disintermediated over that period. You look at the printing press that came in 600 years ago, and it introduced a flattening structure to Europe. Mm-hmm. All of those monarchies and things that had existed for so long since the fall of Rome suddenly were flattened a couple of levels, and the restructuring, if you like, of the Reformation tore Europe apart for 2.5 centuries, and pretty bloody centuries at that. Well, we shoot forward to things like the telegraph, and then radio, television, and now the cloud, and we have radical, rapid flattening of organization structures as the information flow, and information has gravity, and you can't defy gravity. As the information flow moves in different directions, it forces organization structures to dissolve into new, flatter, and more horizontal relationships. So the old vertical structure of many companies and organizations, not just from CEO to lowest employee, but also through big supply chains, deep and vertical, is being flattened and made more and more horizontal by the moment. Look at Uber. Look at Airbnb. And those are two unalike businesses. But the flattening effect of the information cost velocity curve allows a completely new thinking about the efficiency of capital. Airbnb is simply taking your very expensive home, the biggest piece of capital most of us have, and restructuring it with more capital efficiency using cloud-based information to suck in people from all over the world in a second, something like no hotel chain can do. And Uber does the same thing. Well, we see something happening very soon, and all future creators have to be aware of this. There's a thing called a CDN. CDN stands for Content Delivery Network. And the CDNs are servers. Now, we have very big data farms out there. Google uses them. Amazon uses them. Apple has a gigantic one in North Carolina that have all of this content and apps and all this good stuff on them. But to reach you and I at ever higher levels of bandwidth and speed, we have a thing called latency, delay. Well, when you're just getting a small little text message, it's not a big problem. But when you're watching a movie, you can't have delay. So this means that these CDNs have to be distributed further and further out closer to you and I, and to business too. Mm-hmm. Well, the logic of the information cost velocity curve says that things like memory power, processing power, will shortly reach the point where these things will be distributed literally into homes. And the technology now exists to do that. And the technology not only exists to move these CDNs into homes, but to layer blockchain into it. So guess who gets paid? We do. We get paid for the content and the content management. That's a big shift. Now, if you think this through for a second, we've seen with Airbnb and Uber the horizontal movement, the flattening of architectures in those two completely different spaces, automotive and construction. There is not an industry in this world that will survive fully, massively distributed CDNs. It's just no structure can tolerate that. Now, there are plenty of companies who will pull what Apple pulled 20 years ago and adapt and restructure and move forward. There are a lot of Sears out there. Every phone company in the world looks like a Sears to me right now. And that's a $2 trillion business. And when that goes away, the jobs, think of all the pension plan money in those things. Wow. There's a restructuring to happen in that space. And think of every other industry. Now, a lot of folks know that, yeah, retail's under big pressure. Stores are closing and so on and so on. Well, this will affect everything. Now, what will the world look like with that kind of flat architecture ripping into the fabric of everything we know? That's the big question future creators are trying to answer right now.
For more about flat architectures and how they may affect your industry, visit us at future-creators.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.